We are in Siman Kuf Mem Gimel in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, Sif Dalid. We're actually in the middle of Sif Dalid, the halachas of a mistake that is found in a Sefer Torah. So far, let me read the Mechaber again. The Mechaber said, "Im nimtza tolz b'Sefer Torah b'shas Kriya," if a mistake was found in the Sefer Torah at the time of the laning, "Motziin Sefer Torah acheres," you take out another Sefer Torah, "Umaschilin mimokum shenimtza hatos," and you begin from where the mistake was found, "Umashlimin hakorim al osam shekoru bamute," and you finish the number of aliyas together with the number that were all in the first Sefer Torah. That means, b'di'eved, we are somach on the shittas that a kriya in a Sefer Torah, which is pasul, is also a kosher kriya. Therefore, the people that were ola in the first Sefer Torah will count for the Shiva kruim, and whatever was laned in that first Sefer Torah will not have to be relaned in the second Sefer Torah. V'im nimtza tolz be'emtza kriyas hakorei, what happens if this wasn't discovered ben gavra lagavra, but it was found in the middle of an aliyah? The Mechaber paskins, gomer kriyaso basefer hakosher, umavorach at la'achreha, v'enechozer lavorach lefaneha. The Mechaber holds, under all circumstances, we hold that you take out another Sefer Torah, and then you do not make a new bracha lefaneha, but at the end of the aliyah, he makes the bracha li'achareha. Now, this was one sheet in the Rishonim. It's the sheet of the Mari Beirav, whereas we also saw the sheet of the Mardachi, who says that what you do is you continue this aliyah in the Sefer Torah that is pasul. The Mishtabur already spoke out what the Ramaz Hachron that is, and we'll be seeing that very soon. But the Mechaber follows the Mari Beirav. The Mechaber holds that you just take out another Sefer Torah under all circumstances, and don't make a new bracha lefaneha, and this ola makes the bracha li'achareha at the end of the aliyah. And in the new Sefer Torah, you only have to start from the place that you stopped. Yeah, this is the Shitas HaMechaber. Now, the Ramah says, "Vim kfar koru imo gimel psukim." If they already lain three psukim, the efshur lahafsik, and you're at a place that you're allowed to stop, meaning it's not two psukim before a psuk or a stuma, poskim sham, we end the aliyah there, umavarach achareho, he makes the bracha achareho, umashlimim haminim b'sefer atorah acheres shemotziim, and you continue the laning, counting the first aliyahs that were in the Sefer Torah pasul. So the Ramah, we saw the Mishtabura spoke out, is something of a pshara. That means there were two shitas. The shita of the Mari Berav, which is the one the Mechaber Paskins like, is that you will always, immediately upon finding the mistake, take out a new Sefer Torah, continue the aliyah from there, and have him say a bracha achareho at that point, at the end of his aliyah. The Mardachi shita is that you continue that aliyah in the Sefer Torah puzzle. You don't take out another Sefer Torah until the end of that aliyah. The Ramah ends up making something of a compromise, and he says, you don't go laning more in the Sefer Torah puzzle. That we would consider lechatchila. But if you are at a place that you can stop, v'makayim the Mardachi. If you're at a place that you can stop, because the Ola already read three psukim, so stop there, let him say the bracha achareya, and then call up the Olim after that. The Mishtabura points out that the Ramah sounds like he's just explaining the Mechaber. He says, Vim kfar koruim o gimel psukim. The truth of the matter is that he should have written V'yesh Omrim, because he's being machria somewhere in between the Mechaber and the Mardachi. But this is not pshan in the Mechaber. According to the Mechaber, it doesn't make a difference if you've already lain three psukim or not, if this is a place that you can stop or not. In either case, according to the Mechaber, you just take out another Sefer Torah immediately. But the Ramaz Pshara is a Yeshomim, it's a different Shita. We'll see soon that it is the Ramaz Hachra on the basis of the different Shitas. Now, the Magen Avraham disagrees with the Mechaber and the Ramah and holds like the Mardachi. And that is that you finish this aliyah in the Sefer Torah that is pasul. Lemaisa, it seems like the Mishnah Brura holds not like that. He holds that the Ikra Din is not like the Mardachi. Whereas in a place where they are knowing like the Mardechi that they will always finish this Aliyah in the Sefer Torah puzzle, that's all right. They're allowed to continue going with their minhag. The Mishnah Berurah brings up a few other things. First of all, there's a minhag that if a mistake was made in Maftir, so we do not take out another Sefer Torah just for the sake of Maftir. And what we do is we consider the Shvi the Maftir, and he can make the brachas on the Haftorah. So the halacha is that what happens if you did not say Kaddish yet? So the Shvi is going to become the Maftir, and we don't say Kaddish until after the brachas of the Haftorah. What happens if you already said Kaddish? So now, since you said Kaddish between the Maftir and the Haftorah, you will have to call up the Maftir again. But we'll have to call up the Maftir, but we will call up the Maftir in the Pasul Sefer Torah, and he won't make brachas. So one more time, if you're in the middle of Maftir, if you just finished Shvi and you realize there's a mistake, don't say Kaddish. The Shvi becomes the Maftir. Let him say the Haftorah and say Kaddish after the Haftorah. Whereas, if you found the mistake after Kaddish was already said, call up the Maftir, lane for him in the Sefer Torah puzzle without brachas. He'll then say the Haftorah, and after that, Kaddish will be said. Now, what happens if you find a mistake in the middle of Maftir? That means the Ola for Maftir made the bracha lefoneha, and then you find the mistake. So you're in the middle of the parsha. You're in the middle of that Maftir. So what's the halacha? Finish laning, but he should not make the bracha achareho. Whereas, what's the halacha in the case of Yontif or one of the Arba Parshias? There, the Maftir is li'ikuva. There, the Maftir is a chiyuv to hear. It's not just a repetition of what was lain before. There, under all circumstances, we will have to take out another Sefer Torah for Maftir. You take out another Sefer Torah, you make brachas then. So far, we got the sheet of the Mechaber and the Hachra of the Ramah. Now the Ramah goes further. V'ha demotzien acheres, says the Ramah, that we take out another Sefer Torah, dafka shenimtza toz gomer. That is only if you find a real mistake, a toz gomer. Aval mishum chaseres v'yaseres, but if it's just a matter of the writing a word mole or chaser, ein lohotzi acheres, you don't take out another one. She'ein sifrei haTorah shalonu meduyakim kol kach shenomar she'acheres ye'yoser kosher. Because we have no indication that the second Sefer Torah is any more perfect than the first. Since it is not uncommon for Sifrei Torah to be mistaken in chaseres v'yaseres, in mole and chaser, you don't go switching Sifrei Torah over that. So even though this one I know, the one I'm leaning from, I know definitely had a mistake in it, since I don't know that the next one has one or not, I don't go taking out another Sefer Torah. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes into just what we consider on the level of chaseres v'yaseres and what we consider a toz gomer. So first of all, a kri and a ksiv is a toz gomer. A psucha and a stuma, where they left an incorrect amount of space. They made a psucha, a stuma, psucha, or they made a psucha in the middle of a parsha. The halachi is that's considered a toz gomer, and you take out another Sefer Torah. Two words that are written so close to each other that a child would see them as one word. You have to take out another Sefer Torah. One word that has a space in the middle, and a child will read that as two words. That too is a psul gomer. We would take out another Sefer Torah. What happens if the letter does not have enough ink, but it's clearly recognizable what letter it is, meaning the letter is now gray instead of black? The halachi is that you don't take out another one. Whereas, what happens if what's left is just the shadow under the letter, but there's no ink left whatsoever, for that we would take out another Sefer Torah. The urea tears, that means the sewing of the Sefer Torah tears, in a way that that rove of it is torn, it is puzzle, you take out another one. If you're left with five or six tefiris that are still sewn together, the Mishnah Berurah is makel that you don't have to take out another one. In the case of two letters that are touching, so it depends. First of all, you don't take out a Sefer Torah with two words touching. We said that every word has to be mukav gvil, it has to be clear, every letter has to be mukav gvil, it has to be surrounded by parchment. If two letters are touching, so the halacha is as follows. You're never supposed to take out the Sefer Torah without fixing it first. You didn't fix it, and you already took out the Sefer Torah. So the halacha is, if because the two letters are touching, they lost their tzura, it doesn't look like two letters anymore. It looks like some new letter that you never saw before. Or it looks like another letter. There it is puzzle, you'll take out another one. Whereas, what if it's clear that these are two distinct letters and we can tell what letters they are? They touch they're connected by a small, a little bit of ink. If it looks like this happened after the letter was written, it looks like it's smudged afterwards. There the halacha is, since there's a machlokus, we saw whether or not that is puzzle altogether, since it was mukav gvil b'shas k'siva, the halacha is that we would not take out another Sefer Torah over it. Whereas, if it's not clear that it happened later, it looked like it happened while the letter was being written, there the Sefer Torah is puzzle, and we would take out another one. In the case of a letter that was where you could tell that the smudge happened before you completed writing the letter, so there is one day that's kosher also. The Mishnah Berurah says b'shas hadchak, you could rely on that and not take out a different Sefer Torah. Any case where there's a machlokes lahalacha, if a Sefer Torah is kosher or not, we would not take out a new Sefer Torah over that. We're left with a sveik, a suffik kosher, suffik pasul. Even if it's pasul, maybe the halacha is like the shita that you're allowed to lane from the Sefer Torah, which is pasul.